Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
Nursemaid.
Okay. I guess that's a good excuse.
Of course it is.
So what's going on?
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm excited about.
I can take that a lot of ways.
and every way you should take them.
Wait a minute.
Oh, we got on extra thick lip gloss tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, we go in there. No, I'm actually looking forward to tonight's show. Oh my gosh, I hope all you guys that are listening saw the photo that Mr. Naz put up. I was like, oh, he better bring it. Yes, I want one of them for Christmas. Please, if I be good, can you get me one of them for Christmas? I promise to sit on his lap and tell him what I want.
It was all the vibe. It was a vibe.
Yeah, you better bring the music tonight. To go with that bring it.
No, see, you know what I did, man? You know, I know we do a lot of the classics. I try to do a little combination with some classics and a little up-to-date. But, you know, I said, you know, let me put it to a vibe as if I was just, if you had to kind of just either back in the day, for those who remember the tape, you play the tape or you play the whatever, you know, on your Pandora.
Yes.
That vibe, put it in a certain artist. And you just let it ride, you know, just let it ride. Whether you're just talking, whether you're chilling. So sometimes it's not only about the physical aspect, and I think that's just another aspect of seduction. It's just another part of it. It's so wide, and the dimensions are wide open about seduction. I mean, is there an art form to it? Is it practice?
Right.
I mean, is there anybody? Yeah, it's something you got to take attention to. I mean, just for me, I'm excited about this topic. I really am.
I did homework. I don't do homework. Yes, I did homework. I talked to people. I did research the whole time because I said, well, you know what? I didn't want this to be based simply on my opinion of what seduction is. You know, I wanted to talk to some other people, see what they were vibing, and see what they thought seduction was. And yet again, it's that, you know, they run so neck and neck, seduction and sex, that a lot of people think that they are one in the same. And they are very, very not one in the same. They run parallel because, of course, one is to try to get to the other. But it's, how do you do that without being so overt about it? How do you let someone know that you're interested, but you're not going home with them 10 minutes after you meet them? And
that's,
I
right.
think we've gotten so far away from that, men and women. Women, we don't know, we don't feel like we have to seduce, and when we do seduce, it's for a reason, it's for something tangible. And men don't feel that they have to seduce a woman anymore because sex ropes flow so freely now.
You're right.
So it's like, why even bother to do the things that I do? Now, the thing, one of the keys that I find is that a lot of us do part of seduction and we don't even realize it. And we'll talk more about that once we get started. You know, how we look when we go out. You know, a lot of times we pay a lot of attention to how we look, how we, you know, how we feel in certain clothing, because you wear certain things to get certain types of attention. When I've got on sweatpants and a T-shirt, I could care less if you look at me. But if I got on those booty-fitting jeans and a really nice T-shirt, you know, yeah, I mean, I do it for me, but I know somebody's going to look, and that's okay. You know, so a lot of times that may be the first and only step that we do when we are preparing to kind of go out and cast our lines out and see what we can catch. So, but then a lot of it turns very overtly sexual because, again, that is kind of where the times are right now. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I find a lot of women who are using their powers for evil. It's like, oh, you know, I'm a get him to do this, and I'm a get him to do that. You know, a lot of women are just that way for clubs, for drinks in the club or drinks in the bar. And I'm like,
but
okay.
Is that seducing? To me, it's not seduction to me. Just to me, as a man, when you see a woman in the easy club or bar, you know, and they're wearing so things as opposed so provocative, they're damn near naked. To me, it's not seducing. To me, you're trying to sell yourself. You're trying to get the open bidder. You know, you're looking for something else. And you're going to get something you may not want. To me, it's that woman that walks in the club. It's a walk. It's a certain walk she has. It's I can't explain it. It's a walk. It's
right.
A certain soft walk with a certain gear you wear. It's not necessarily tight fitting, but you know it fits her for whatever that reason. It's beauty. It's the way she walks, way she sits down as a lady, where she eats her food, where she maybe orders, hello, how you doing? Just the way she talks, just the whole ambiance.
Absolutely, and it's so funny because I actually went online and did some research and looked at a couple of places, and it was talking about one of the key points in every site that I went on. It said, show a little, but hide a lot. Because most men want to still be able to unravel something. Men are natural hunters, and they want to, you know, once they get you, they want to be able to find more and explore more and see more and enjoy more. And if you're shoving it all at the beginning, what's there to look forward to?
That's right.
I've conquered all of that. There's nothing more for me to see. But not only did he see it, but so did every other man in the club, or every other man at the bar, or every other man wherever you may be. So now it wasn't something later on that's special for me. This is what you always look like. This is what you always do. Now, I'm not saying that some people don't have different beliefs or ideas on what seduction is. But seduction is something that is usually, back to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, it's more sensuous, it's a little softer, it's actually playful, it's flirty, and I don't want to jump into all of that, but that's a big part of seduction. It's the little things that you do. It's the suggestions that you say without saying anything. That's all part
yes.
of the art of seduction. It's talking without talking. Leaving
that's
things
right,
open-ended
right.
for you to kind of possibly interpret them as however you want them, but that's not exactly what I said. But I'm not going to object to the way you interpret it.
Right, exactly. But let's save some of that, you know. Also, just you know, I've been listening to some of the comments and getting, you know, some chatter also and some texts and emails. As you're in a relationship, we decided we are going to be releasing some of the music that you hear on the show. So you can inbox us, let us know where you at. If you're a loyal listener, check this out. I'll even do one better. If the first five callers, the first five people that inbox us on our Facebook page, your Relationship Soul Jams and Adult Talk Show page, you inbox your information, it's timestamped. We will send you a CD of the music, some of the music you hear. We'll take care of you because I had to go there. And now we're going to make a series of slow jams for those people that's following us on the East Coast and West Coast, North and the South. Is that cool?
That is wonderful. So people get on that. Don't call me later on this week and say, oh my gosh, what is that he played? I need that. I want that. I got some plans for that. He done told you what to do now. Get on there and get that information in because I don't even get a copy. So don't
look
to me to help you out.
You're getting yours. Listen, without no further ado, let's go to our first set. I decided to keep it a little while. We're going to a little neo-soul. I'm going to make it bounce from there. You know, that neo-soul sometimes gets you in that little mode. If you listen to certain neo-soul songs, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to switch it around but get a little balance.
I love neo-soul.
Oh, yes. Great. Definitely.
Make me go put on more lip gloss.
So you know what? Here we go. Once again, welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your Lady Jack and usually Mr. Nass. And let's get into this first set. Welcome to the show.
Getting high, closer to my dream. are now in the relation of Slow Jam Mixtape Show on the Shadow World Radio.
Welcome back to the ride. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to all those to our grown zone. Welcome to the Galatian Slow Jam Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz, and of course, Lady Jackie. Just trying to set the tone a little bit. What do you think, Lady Jackie? Was that good? Is that a party starting?
I'm good.
I had to sort of keep watching. You know, you gotta, before you come out the break, you gotta hit the Keith Watson and Shanti Moore. But those who are tuning in, I'm getting crazy texts and you know, right now. That was, you know, those like, oh, I haven't heard that in a minute. That, see, people forgot Keith Watson, know the smooth brother. That Shanti Moore joint, oh man, serious. But I, you know, also we had to take it to that closer to you. Closer was it pronounced name? Was it Guapo or something like that?
Guapole. Right? Guapole. Guapole.
I'm sorry. My apologies. Closer. You know, and I kept that groove right there because, you know, I kept the groove and I had to go some, you know, take it back to the classic. You know, got to get you home with me tonight. Y'all know about that right there. You know, getting you home and just talking about it. But listen, we got our sister online. We got the host of the Every Woman Talk Show online, the one and only lovely Miss Uli Wells. What's going
hello.
On?
Hello.
Hello.
I love
listening
to the
whole
dance on this show.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Girl,
yes.
What? I had to go put on more lip gloss. I was singing I was texting and I was feeling some kind of way and okay, we're gonna talk about that on another show.
Yeah, definitely.
What music does
Okay, are you guys ready to jump in with both feet?
Well, we
don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I'm ready.
Listen, we got another caller online. We got a brother online, his brother Elijah. I got him on hold right now. So you want to have him part of this conversation, or you want to kick off first?
Come, let's get it. You know I ain't never scared.
Okay. Brother Elijah, you with us, brother?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
Oh, what's going on, brother? How you
doing?
Thank you for tuning into the relationship.
Hi, Elijah.
How you doing? Hi, lady.
How are you? I'm so glad you called in.
I told you I would.
Okay.
Yes, let me tell you guys, I had a conversation with Elijah, and I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but you talk about an insightful... That doesn't count. That was yesterday. Mind your business. But you talk about an insightful young man. The things that came out of this brother's mouth, I was not expecting. Because for his age demographic, unfortunately, his soul is a little too old. But, you know, he gets lumped in that group simply because he is, and I'm going to put it out there, he's only 21.
Right.
And we talked yesterday at length about today's topic. And one of the things that he said to me when I asked him about, you know, what is seduction or where do he feel, you know, how do you seduce someone? The first thing he said was in their mind. So, Elijah, I'm actually going to let you speak because you were just so profound with me yesterday when you were talking about when you meet someone and the things that you do. So, by all means, enlighten and share.
Well, as I said yesterday, seduction is, that is the topic for tonight.
Yes.
A lot of my generation isn't fully aware of what seduction is. Unfortunately, my age bracket feels as though seduction is sex and sex is seduction.
Mm-hmm.
We fail to realize that seduction actually comes well before sex. It's kind of like foreplay.
You better work.
Preach, brother.
And so I have a habit of, you know, trying to figure out what I needed to do or what my girl needed to do to keep me happy in a relationship, keep me seduced, keep my mind like, oh, it's game time. It's time to get it in. And I found out that my girl does a lot of things that I find seductive. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just sexual thing. She doesn't have to touch me. Her conversation with her is so intellectual and so deep that it keeps me driven, and it makes me want her.
Elijah, you don't have an older brother.
Yes, I do.
And furthermore, he'd be like you.
Yeah, I disconnect. I'm serious.
I have an older brother, but trust me, my older brother is nowhere near as deep as I am.
Oh, never mind. You keep over there where you at.
That's what I'm talking about, brother. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. He had to get the applause in that one.
That's right.
You got
but the unfortunate thing, for Elijah is, like Jackie said, his soul and his understanding is so much older than his age. So now what do you find difficult? Do you find difficult dating the women your age, and you find yourself drawn to older women now? What goes on with that?
No, I don't find it difficult to date women my age, but I do find it difficult to try and get them to understand what it is mm-hmm. that I'm searching for in a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want a girl. I don't want a lady that's going to pretend to be something she's not. Try to fit into a societal norm because she's too afraid to be herself. But at the same time, I don't want a girl that's going to be out there because of the simple fact that, you know, that's what the world is looking at today. That's what all guys, quote unquote, is looking for in a lady. So, you know, it's not difficult dating a woman my age. It's just
you have an understanding. You have the understanding that you're going to have to teach and be patient.
Yes.
Okay. Damn, you were just born wrong at the wrong time.
You
better
no,
be lucky.
So, listen,
you did
listen,
know
listen.
It.
Listen, Brother Lodge, this Nas. Listen, man. You know, you being the age you are, brother, ain't nothing but knowledge. And I'm going to tell you something, man. You find the spouse that you find that mate that's going to meet you on that level. Let me tell you something, brother. It can only gravitate and also resonate to a lot of young people your age as well. So keep on doing what you're doing, brother. You know, you'll be blessed. It doesn't, you know, you will be blessed. Trust me.
Okay.
Definitely.
You did notice that Elijah said, No, I do date women my age. We don't want your old cougar asses.
I know.
You did say
that.
You heard that, right?
You heard that, right?
Okay.
I just want to make sure
it wasn't me.
I don't want you to take it the wrong way. No,
I know where to find you.
With older women. I do not have a problem with older women because
whatever.
They're supposed to be more mature than the women my age. So,
did you hear that?
I don't have a problem with dating a woman that's older than me.
You can't clean it up now, Elijah.
You're late.
Never
late.
You're late.
Us cougars don't want you anymore.
Actually, somebody really does. I just heard it on the. I just got a text. Somebody does, but I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, I can imagine who that is.
Listen, I think it's a state of mind. I don't think so much the age always. At some point, you know,
it's
a state of mind. Definitely.
Well, no, it's not an age when you're talking about dealing with someone older because that person has learned and is seasoned. But it is a different thing when you're dating someone who is younger or your same age who is not as seasoned, who is not willing to learn. That's where the problem is coming at.
I think with Elijah, what I find so interesting is he lives in a generation now where they are bombarded so much with overt sexuality, and for him to kind of be able to separate himself from that and say, this is not all that I want, and this is how you're supposed to treat a woman, and a woman is supposed to treat a man, and it's not about all that's being thrown at him. That's what I applaud, because it's unique, and you don't find a lot of men in our age bracket who get
absolutely not. Mm-mm.
So for this young man to get it at such a young age, I totally, totally applaud you. So I really, really do.
Yeah, sure do.
Thank you so much for calling in, Elijah. Stay on and listen for the rest of the show, but thank you so much for stepping up and actually calling in and chatting with us, because a lot of brothers way past your age, double your age, and then some, they won't do it. They won't. Mm-hmm. So you actually probably just spoke for all the brothers, you and Mr. Nass.
I don't have a problem with speaking my mind and voicing my opinion. If it's going to help somebody
that.
Out there, let me be your light.
Oh, yes.
There we go. That's what, you know what, that's what I'm talking about, bro. Own it. Own it, my dude. Own it.
You know. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it so much.
Not a problem.
It's funny because with all of the things that I researched and looked at, whether it was seducing a man, seducing a woman, it always says be confident and be yourself. And, you know, that young man owns who he is and his thoughts and his values, and he stands on them, and that's cool. You know, a lot of us, we often try to be something that we're not when we're trying to seduce or get to know someone. A lot of us will change like the wind. It's like, oh, okay, this is what this brother wants, I'm going to be this. This is what this sister wants, I'm going to be this. Instead of being yourself. And when you are truly yourself, you're making the right impression with the right people, because those are the people that are going to accept you for who you are. Because after a while, playing the role and being a farce, that gets old and it gets tired. And when you stop being who they want you to be and not who you are, then it becomes a problem.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
True.
Let me chime in on the men's part of it. You touched on something that it's very prevalent. It's the fact that you said confidence. There's a difference between confidence and cockiness.
Yes, Lord.
And arrogance.
Let me explain something.
I think those three factors there. See, men thinking, okay, and I walk in this room, every woman sweat me. No, that's not the case. Or you walk in with the arrogance, you know, I have this car outside because you're equating your financial status. You know, when you have what you profiled in me to equate to confidence. See, when you know, you understand who you are, men. You understand who you are as a man. Let me say that again. Understanding who you are. It's not about having the most money. It's not about having the most expensive thing on your wrist or what's in your pocket. It's the fact that you're humble enough to understand, you know, I am a man. I am a certain person. You know, and sometimes when you sit down or you come across a room, I was always taught, you can tell a certain man's presence when he walks in the room. There's no words. When he walks in that room, his eyes turn. He walks with a certain dignity. He walks with a certain class about himself. And it's not about, you know, he got this money, he got this money. It's just the fact that when he walks in, he's a man of confidence. He sits down and he talks. You know, I learned this from my grandfather. I learned this from some other men in my family. When you walk in the room, own that room. Walk in it. Walk with your head high, walk your shoulders up. And when you sit down and you have to order something, you talk to people, make sure they understand where you're coming from. And have eye contact. Fellas, let me tell you how important that is right there.
If a woman is attracted to what you have versus who you are, that doesn't say a lot for you.
Not at
Absolutely.
All. Because she doesn't want you for who you are.
You,
she wants you for
what's
tangible.
What you have, right. And what you can give her. So, you know,
your car.
I always say, it's so funny that we talk about this because I've met a guy, and at one time this guy was very, very wealthy. A millionaire, very, very wealthy. And now he's just, you know, making his means meet. And he said to me one day, talking to me, oh, when I had this and when I lived here, when I drove this, and I said, and now you have none of it. And when you had when you had it, you didn't impress me. And you don't impress me now. Because I got to hear all of what you had and what you do, that does not impress me. The dollars in your bank account don't impress me. Only the dollars in my bank account impresses me. So it doesn't matter to me what you have, what you wear. No, don't get it messed up now. I like a fine-ass nigga. I like a well-dressed man. Let's not get it twisted. But that shit doesn't impress me. If that's all you can bring to me, keep that shit.
Because it's all surface, and it comes and it goes, and it is supposed to be your relationship and your love and your relationship that sustains. One of the greatest love affairs I ever had, the person was catching the bus, was a struggling single parent, didn't have anything tangible to bring to the table. But from the very first day we met, and he smiled, and he spoke to me, and we talked, and we got to know each other, that's what hooked me. It was damn, I want to get to know this person. I want to spend time. And, you know, from my notes, you know, it says the best way for a man to seduce a woman, the biggest sexual organ is her mind. If you can score points in her mind, then the battle is half over. I mean, yes, when we see someone, there is that physical attraction. But that can come and that can go. Because how many times, I'm like, oh, he can get it. Damn, he can get it. But that is a fleeting thought. And will he get it? Absolutely not. It is just that he looks handsome. He looks attractive. Like, oh,
see, that's
yeah.
the difference between us and men, though. When we look at a man, we say that. We really are just making a statement, not really like I'm really going to give him some. But when men are attracted to women, it's a visual thing for them. They really need to conquer
them. I will have to disagree. I have to strongly disagree.
Well, we ain't talking about you. We ain't talking about you,
man.
You're a whole different caliber of a man.
I am talking about a lot of men. There's a lot of men similar to myself. We've had these conversations, whether it's in the barbershop, whether it's in the weight room, whether it's just at the job. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of men who don't look at me because, you know what, a lot of men,
who don't, a majority,
they've got tired of the visual aspect because, you know what, it's so much out there. And I say this to say this because you have so many women out there that's so busy and so trying so hard to visually portray themselves or advertise themselves. You're not leaving much for the man to try to figure out or even be stimulated by. So you want more from them. You want more from them. So that's why I say that, because you have so many men. So you know what? You're all dressed the same. I'm not categorizing all women, but you have the majority.
We all are what the same?
You have a lot of women trying to dress the same. Oh, girl, where you bought those heels from? So you have a lot of them wearing these same heels and wearing certain things and not going back to certain details. Like I said, there's a walk. There's a certain way a woman may talk. There's a certain way that stimulates that man's mind that we know more about the woman than just the visual. And like you said before, Jack, and like you said before, Uli, that it's a little bit more than just visual these days. I mean, times has changed a little bit because, I mean, it's what real.
We had that conversation last night.
Times has changed. I mean, I'm not saying, and then also my brother Elijah was online, and that just proves to the point there's young men out there, you know, as long with people my age, young men my age, who feel the same way. Things are changing. Men want to know a little bit more about a woman. What else you have you can bring to the table? It's not finance. It's not about what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, but it's how you walk, how you talk. Let me tell you something. If a woman can talk to me a certain way, look at me in my eyes a certain way, and engage the conversation while maintaining eye contact, that's very stuff.
OMG, you are dead on. That is the biggest thing that I found when I talked to people, when I did research, the whole nine. They said the eyes are so powerful. And if you can maintain eye contact, the way you look at someone, the way that you blush, the way that you hood your eyes, that's all part of seduction. And see, that's the thing, though. It's all in what an individual is looking for. I still believe in being seduced and seducing my man, even before you're my man, because trust me, when I start seducing you, you're going to be my man. The thing is, that's without a doubt, because I'm going to do some shit, and you're going to be like, damn, she's different. She's quirky. And that was another thing about being yourself, and being yourself makes you unique. You don't want to be a carbon copy of everyone out there. You don't want to just ride on the tail of
true.
A fad. And that is why when people see you, and Uli, you're absolutely right, you're not a carbon copy of anything, thank God, but you know...
That's not good.
When people see you, if it's nothing more than the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you look, it makes you different. It makes you stand out. But you're standing out because you're being you, not because you're being what everyone else is. I have been labeled quirky all my life, and you know what? At first, I didn't like it, but now I love it because I'm not in a box or in a category with anyone. Absolutely.
I walk into a room, I demand attention without making myself the attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be loud, and I'm loud. Everybody know I'm loud, but I'm only loud around my friends and my family. Like, that's not me when I'm out. When I'm out, I'm more like, don't come to my face. Don't say nothing to me. Don't say over there. You know me, Jackie.
Yes.
You know me, Dad.
Yes.
You know I am. So
I
don't demand attention because I'm bringing attention to myself. I demand attention because of the way I carry myself.
Right. But it's you being you. It's not you being needy, because that's a thing that is such a turn off. A lot of men and women, but women because we're more so with our emotions, we're needy and we're clingy and we're desperate. And desperate is not cute. And desperate is not, that is not seductive at all. That is like, you need too much more than I can give you, and I just met you. So it's like, you know, I think people just don't know what seduction is. And, of course, you know, I always have to visit Webster's and find out the definition. And the definition of seduction is the art of seducing, enticement of a person to sex. But it goes further. It says something or someone that attracts or charms, to allure, to tempt, to entice. So in there, what it's saying is, it's not, it's maybe going to lead to sex, but it is not by any means the act of sex itself. It is that whole idea of being charming, being flirty, being, people don't know how to flirt anymore. You know, there could be a time where you would flirt, you could flirt for weeks with somebody, you know, and you talk on the phone or you text and you email and you do those things. You have those open-ended conversations or you know, suggestive statements, you know, where somebody could interpret it however they, you know, yeah, you know you meant it sexually, but you didn't say it sexually. So it's like, oh, I got a craving for something to eat. I'm hungry. You know, mind you, you know, we're talking, we're flirting on the phone. I didn't say, I want you to come over and I'm going to drop to my knees for you. I just put it out there that I was hungry. I got some, I want something to eat. What do you have to eat? You know, what could you bring me? And things of that nature. It's about innuendos. And I don't even think people know what innuendos are. I mean, I can barely spell it, but I know what it is.
You know, I remember talking to a guy. And I had said this, and I said that, and I said this. He had to literally stop and call me and say, listen, before I get the wrong impression, please tell me what you're saying. Because it was saying it, but not saying it, but he was all in it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yeah, I got you, but I don't really want you. But it was a point of just abusing him, just to see if I could get him where I wanted him. You know, and it's, it's, you know what, seducing is all like a cat and mouse game. It's, you know, I want you to chase me, and I'm around a little bit. You know,
if I could equate it with a game, I would call it chess, because it's about strategic moves. It's about okay, you did this move, I'll do that move, and then I'm going to counter it with this move, and then I'll counter it with this conversation. I'll counter it with this dress that lets you see a little peekaboo, but you're not going to see it all. I'll counter it with this scent that I wore the first time you ever met me, and you still talk about it. It's kind of a back and forth type of thing until you reach the end of the game.
Even perfumes are seductive. Even colognes are seductive.
Scent is a big deal. Like, I can still remember what a particular boyfriend was wearing when I first met him. And they don't even make it anymore. And when if I smell anything remotely close to it, it automatically takes me back to this man. So, but people don't think of that anymore. I want to leave a lasting impression. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how do you leave an impression? You know, how do you... What are some of the things that you do to entice someone? What are some of the things that you do to charm them, to woo them, to allure them, to swoon them, whatever you want to call it? You know, Uli, you used that word a couple of shows ago about swooning. Like, I want to be swooning over somebody. I want to be like, damn, I can't wait to see him
again. I want
to
yearn for you. I want to
And he's never touched me. And yet he's never sexually touched me. Some of the things that you do to somebody can leave a far more lasting impression than the act of sex itself. Can be mediocre. It can be mediocre. You know,
but
I always remember the first day.
Then I'm going to be real mad if I did all this.
Well,
but I can remember the first kiss. You know, I might not remember
the first
time we did it, but I will definitely remember the first kiss.
See, I remember everything. Like, to
I do too. I got a memory like an elephant.
Yes, like to a T. Because then I remember whether or not we're going to do this again. To a T, I remember.
You know, even with the seduction, whatever you did or said or touched or whatever the very first time will determine whether or not I want to go to the next time that we see each other. Or even the phone call. Because there are some people you meet. And after you talk to them, you know, it's like, yeah, I left my phone at home. My battery died. I can't put your number in, but write your number down on this napkin. I'm never going to call you. I'm never going to call you. And then you have those men that, or those women, that there was just something about them, and you're sitting at home talking about, do I call
him?
Do I let him call me first?
Where is he going
to
call?
Right, and then you go, okay, I'm going to wait for him to call me. That's the right thing to do. Oh, damn that. I'm about to call him. And
you know,
and that's when it's just good.
You know, do we need to go to break now?
Yeah, we're going to go to break.
Okay, let's go to break, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
Okay. Give us our next set of sexy music, Mr. Nash.
Hey, listen, once again, those listening, tune in, big shout out to California checking us out. We got people from Canada tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you all. North Carolina's on the check-in. Can't forget about Georgia, PA. But listen, let's get into the next set. We're going to come back with some of the solutions with the Art of Seduction, the Relationship Slow Jam Show, Adult Talk Show with yours, Mr. Nash, and of course, Lady Jackie.
Shadow Radio. You are now in the Relationship Slow Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
I've been watching you for a while, smiling stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? There is only one for me. You have made that part.
are now in the relation with Flo Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go through a recap. Yeah, Janet Jackson and Herb Albert. See, people misconceive that record that came out. They're looking for a Janet Jackson album. It's not on a Janet Jackson album. It's actually on a jazz artist album, Herb Albert, very beautiful jazz artist. It's actually on his album. But the singles you can get all over YouTube these days. But Making Love in the Rain, that was done in conjunction with a great jazz artist, Herb Albert, on Janet Jackson, Make Love in the Rain. Before that, we had, of course, Something in Your Eyes by Belle Biv DeVoe. The song speaks volumes. You got to listen to lyrics, fellas. Let me tell you something, man. Write the lyrics down. Give that to your girl or your woman or your, you know, somebody trying to interest. Write it down. Just write it down. It'd be some of the sexiest writing you've ever done and given to a woman. Listen to that lyrics, Something in Your Eyes. Before that, we did Floetry, Say Yes. Another group from England. Very, very sensual, sexual. Let me not say sexual. Seductive, which goes in flow with this topic this evening. You know, the songs I picked and I put together tonight was based off seduction. I it has a tone, it has a vibe, it has a flow. And seduction, that's what it's really all about. It's about a vibe, flow, and consistency. It does. It matters. If you're going to be seductive, you can't. Let me tell you something, fellas, as well, ladies. You got to be consistent when you're being seductive. You can't try to think you can throw your little mac on and she's going to be fluent and you change up gears because you'll kill the whole evening. You will smash your ego.
And get your ego smashed too. I'm sorry, I'm back. Yeah, I was zoning for a minute, but I'm back.
No, I had to be honest with my fellas out here. I mean, you know, we can learn a lot from a woman, but also we can also be teachers as well. If you're seductive, you're taking time to be sensual with your woman, talk to her, look in the eyes, like, you know what, I really love what you have on. And that's it. Don't go too detailed with that. Sometimes saying just enough is seductive enough. You don't need to go over.
You know, some men don't even know that they are seductive, or they are seducing you, because they just got that suave thing going on already. They don't even know they are. They just are.
You know what? That's a great point, Uli. Great point. Suave. I love that word you just used. They don't even know being suave, but I even understand that they are suave.
I
love that.
Yeah, it's just who they are. It's just the smooth that they have. You know, no putting no names out there. I'm not going to do that. But I remember meeting someone, and the night what's crazy is we already knew each other from the area we lived in, the friends we had, and meeting him like for the first time over so many years and seeing him that night, there was something about him. There was something about me that night that kind of drew us together. But it was just, he was just so suave. He was just so smooth with it. And, you know, we exchanged numbers. And I said, you know, I'm going to leave. I've got things to do in the morning. And he's like, are you blushing? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm blushing.
Blushing. You can get somebody to blush.
And I was kind of upset,
though.
Because you hard. You think you hard.
He knew what he was doing, Uli. Because he gave you just enough. He gave you enough to want more. He said, you know what?
Yeah, because you know what's funny? You know what? Wait, you're not lying. But what happened is we danced one dance together, and then I went back and talked to some of my friends, and he went to talk to some of his friends, and me being Uli is like, this nigga ain't going to come talk to me no more? Like, he want to talk to me.
I love him.
I was like, okay, no problem. All right, okay, I got you. So when I said I'm leaving, and he was like, all right, we'll get home safe or whatever. And when he was like, you're blushing, I was like, no, this nigga did not just say I'm blushing. I'm mad.
The fact that you were, it reached you somewhere. And I'm going to tell you,
the next day, I sat by that phone. And I know he said he had something to do, and he wouldn't be done. And this is not my thing. Anybody can tell you that is not me. I said by the phone, I'm like, he ain't call you. You know what? I'm calling. I called.
No. That was part of the plan. Let me explain
No, it wasn't. Because he really, literally had something to do. And I actually did catch him in the middle of finishing what he had to do. But I caught him blushing then. He was like, wow, you called me? And I'm like, oh, this is cute.
That's what seduction is all about.
It's about the chase. Let me tell you something. He knew. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real. I mean, this is something that I feel that I excel in. Let me tell you something. He knew what he's doing. Not that he was playing the game, but he wanted you to want him. Like, ain't nothing more sexy to a man when a woman shows interest and he's waiting. He may not tip his hand. He's not saying that he looks, you know, I'm waiting her to sweat me. No. He wants to know if you're interested. So when you responded, he was happy. It was genuine happiness because he was very happy to hear from me. He was probably going to do something, but he's already had it set. If she calls me, it's a plus. I put it out there. I put it on the table. I let you know I appreciate the time. And let me tell you something, fellas. Uli, he did exactly what I would do. It's a one dance. It's a one dance. You dance one time, and you step off. You say, listen, I appreciate the dance. Let me tell you something.
But that has never happened to me.
You know what?
I'm not saying that. That has never happened. Where you gonna dance and then not say that for the rest of the night? Really? Not and like I said, some of them just talk bullshit, but they talking something. But he was like, no, I didn't want to be in your face, and you know you had your friends there, blah blah blah. I was mad. All the way home, I was like, did you see this shit?
But you know what? He did nothing wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong. He did just what he should have done. Because you know what?
Exactly.
Had he said something else to me, seriously, if he had said something else to me, or he had been up under me like the average dude would have done, I wouldn't want to see him no more. I wouldn't even
because
want to be bothered no more.
He did what you said, what we talked about. He left you wanting more. He left you
wanting
yearning
more.
If it was for
wanting
nothing more than conversation.
Yep, just conversation.
It,
yep.
And that's where it all starts. Seduction
is about
little
things.
What is
he about? Right.
Exactly.
What is he about?
The interest has been sparked. And once you spark that interest, it can go anywhere. And like you said, you know, just like we talk about women who show too much, men who talk too much is the same thing as showing it all and giving it all. Sometimes you just need to know when to say when. Just kind of, you know, a little is more. Just like, oh, you look nice. That's nice. That's fine. Like, wow, you know what it is? Even though he only said, you look nice, four words, but three words.
You don't have to
but
say,
what it is
well,
that
your butt look good in them jeans.
Exactly.
You don't have to
because
do
now
that.
We went from being sweet and seductive to being overtly sexual because now you're just ogling me, you know, and I don't want
that.
Didn't
we just talk about this yesterday too, Jackie? Didn't we just have this conversation?
Absolutely.
I just had this conversation that when you have not been intimate with someone already, or if you, even if you have been intimate with someone already, and you start talking a certain way, if that person does not respond, then you need to find another way. Because
exactly.
if your set thing was, I want to F you tonight, and she says or he says, I don't like the way you say that, don't say that, then why would you say it again?
Because
what
some people are so stupid. Because you know what it is, and this goes back to shows that we did on your show, you know, a while ago, and then we talked about here. Your particular A game, it may be my Z game. What worked for you with someone else does not work for me. So
the
that direct,
person.
Nasty approach doesn't work for me. And if I should give you another opportunity to speak to me again, because I probably won't, then you need to realize that that doesn't work, and you
that
need to come
work.
Off a little softer, a little smarter, a little calmer.
It might just be you. I might not want to hear that from. I ain't saying I don't want to hear it. It might just be you that I'm saying. Please find a different way to say you want to sleep with me, or be with me, or touch me, or love. Find another way to say because that right there.
Delivery
is
everything.
Right.
Delivery is everything. I tell people this. There's a study that they did where they took a $100 piece of steak and they put one on a garbage can lid, and they put a $10 piece of steak on a piece of china. Everybody took the $10 piece of steak. It wasn't a more expensive cut of meat. It wasn't a better cut. It was a horrible
was
cut of
presented.
Meat. But it was the way it was presented. Mm-hmm. So you have to now take your $100 gain and put it
and
on
flip
some
it.
China.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
because it still comes off as a piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
what you say, like men, and you know, usually I'm always on the men's side and I'm bashing ladies, but men have to understand that when you are trying to get to know a woman and be with a woman, you know, we are very language oriented. It's what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily mm-hmm. what we see. It's what we hear, and it's the actions that go with that. So the
mm-hmm.
words that you say, the way you touch me in the small of my back, not trying to grope my butt, you know, all of those things are important. Those things have my attention because in this day and age, if you're just touching my shoulder or my forearm and you're not trying to grab my butt or gently, you know, stroke against my breast or something, that's what's going to surprise me. That's what's going to keep me interested. He didn't try to touch me inappropriately. He didn't come off all stank and nasty and just real sexual. I'm interested. I like you because you brought something different to the table than I may have experienced the last 6 or 7 dates, you know, or just when I'm out in the club meeting people, you know, you don't sound like the carbon copy of every other dude who thinks that they can just get a chick to roll over because they say hi. No. And the thing is, ladies, you have to want more than that. You have to want more than just a carbon copy. If you're not, if you're happy with that, then so be it. But if you're not happy with that, you want more, demand more, and just keep going until you find that one that piques your interest and can seduce you the way you want to be seduced.
Now, I want to chime in on that, Jackie, if you don't mind. Oh, big shout to Lady Jada. I know you're listening. I just want to give you a shout out. We appreciate you listening. And, of course, feel free to chime in anytime. And, of course, all those who are listening, you know, we love you. Definitely. But let me get back to the point here. I know this may sound a little bit off-kill, maybe a little Matrix a little bit. But sometimes, you ever walk in a room, you can tell someone that's looking at you? I don't know. Absolutely. Maybe that's me. Let me tell you something.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not that everybody has this psychic abilities, but you can always tell when you're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
Look around the room. You walk in the room, look around the room. Watch who watches you a little bit of extra. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Take that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fellas, I go back to it all the time. I mean, I'm going to say it again in this show. Your eyes is the most important tool in your arsenal. Let
mm-hmm.
me tell you something. I've said so much with my eyes.
And never opened your mouth.
Word. I
and
never
those words
I,
that are spoken
I,
but are unspoken.
I will bet my year's salary on that right here, right now on this show. Let me tell you something. I walk into a spot, you know, with some of my boys. We've hung out several times. And I never had to say a damn word. All I had to do was look, catch eye contact, drop an eyebrow up or something like that or whatever had to
mm-hmm.
been done.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was a wrap. That I will bet my salary on that. Eye contact goes so far. So,
I mean,
you
know, the eye contact, it could be that little smile, that little side work smile you gave me.
Absolutely.
Any little thing, that little nod to the side, the nod of the head, a little thing counts.
And you would be surprised.
Sometimes it's a nonverbal. It's a nonverbal mm-hmm. introduction that is so key and essential. And not giving too much. And we talk about the art of seduction. We're talking about the things that we can do is part of being seductive. And so, ladies, let me ask you at this point. Let's name some things that we got listeners right now, okay, but we're talking about all this, things we've been through, things we've experienced, things that we've witnessed. Can we give some tools in art of seduction from our experience, or maybe just people that we've been around and say, damn, he's good or she's good? But
I did not
start,
give my tips out. I pay for mine. You got to pay for mine.
You're helping the less fortunate. You're helping the less fortunate. It's a tax write-off.
Because guess what? Me and her might be trying to get the same one.
Ladies, the reason why I'm saying this is because we also have a dating game we have to promote, too, in conjunction with the Every Woman Talks.
That's right. So they need to know how to be seductive.
That's right. This is called...
When I start getting my three men and my three women for my dating show, then I will give them the damn tips then.
No.
She's so ugly.
Right,
she's so ugly. She's so ugly.
Listen, ladies first. Being we have Uli from Every Woman Show online with us in the studio. Uli, let's give ladies something. Give them an advice of seduction. Something that they can
use. Let me think something I could say that's not rated X. seriously, for me, honestly, I don't know what to say. I just know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, share your experience. Let's help them out.
What can I say? What can I honestly say? You know, like I said, when you're at a bar, and I typically don't go to bars because I don't drink, but when I'm at a club or at a bar or whatever, I'm normally really mean. But when I'm not mean and I do see something I'm interested in, my smile and my eye contact and my smile says it all. I always give that little quick little smile, like I'm interested. Say something while I'm interested, because in a minute I may not be interested. And that's you, Jackie. Am I lying?
No, not at all. Because with you, it's so hot and cold and off and on. It's like,
I really am.
It'll be like, oh, I like him. 30 seconds later, nah, I don't like him
anymore.
Because
of stuff, because you know why? My thing is, if I'm giving you the indication that I'm interested and you don't receive it, then I'm going to move on. I ain't going to worry about it.
Right, because you don't know if it's...
I'm not going to force a fit.
You don't know if it's just not receptive
or if they're
that blatant. Right. So, and I do get that part because after
a
while.
And I don't like rejection. I'm not good on rejection.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm not going to reject you. So, if I give you that little, I'm very bold. I don't even come to you and say something to you. I'm that bold. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm quick to ask somebody, you got a girl? You got a wife? I don't care. You know, and so if I give you that indication that I'm interested, and you don't receive it well, then I just have to move on to the next, you know. And that's why I stay in relationships so long, because I'm not a nice person. So it's very hard for me.
I can't.
When I'm seducing someone, it's typically my man I'm seducing.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, I mean, all right, you got that point. So do we swing to Jackie now?
I wear those favorite jeans he might like. I wear that favorite shirt he might like. I might cook that favorite dinner he might want to eat. Different things for different people, you know.
This is true. This is true.
Okay, okay, good point. Jackie?
For me, it's all in the mouth. See, stuff like that can, exactly, but that's exactly the point I'm making. It's, for me, it is, I have this crazy-ass wicked smile, and, you know, it spreads across
my
face really slow.
Mm-hmm.
It's really slow, and then it's just kind of like, you know, well, what is she thinking? I'm humorous. I'm very humorous. So if I can break the ice with humor, that's what I will do. I'm very slick mouth, so I will throw things out there to make you go, wow, whoa, what did she just say? But it's not sexual. It's all in your interpretation. I love open-ended conversations and statements because it makes you think and it leaves an impression. It's just all about what kind of a hashtag or what kind of a mark do you leave with that person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, the things that fall out of my mouth, I'm just like, oops. And it'll be like, I can't believe you just said that. Or it'll kind of make them raise an eyebrow and make them smile. And in turn, once that happens, then there's a connection.
You open a door,
and then we're
right.
Gonna go right. And it's and that's what it's all about. It's about opening a door. And then once you get the door open, then what happens? It's about keeping that door open.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep that door open with usually what you started it with. So for me, it's always been about conversation. It's about how I talk. It's about the things I speak about. It's about the things that I'm okay to let fall out of my head and straight through to my mouth, and that I'm not going to apologize for. I'm really bold in some aspects, but then there's a side of me that is really, really shy. So when you mix those two things together, because now that I've let this fall out of my mouth, and you may say something slick but not nasty, because there's a difference. Slick and nasty are not the same. If you say something
that's right.
Slick back
that's
to me,
right. Tell you again. Nasty.
Slick and nasty
same.
Are not the same. Yes, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you.
But if you say something to me, it in turn may make me blush. And then, you know, my eyes get real hooded, and I might look down, and I might play with my hair, you know, or kind of look at you like, you know, those are all the things that start to open the door. Those are things that are seductive. And when we get to that point where we've gone from conversation A to maybe conversation C, because I like what you say and you like what I say, and we happen to talk on the phone for an hour and we're getting to know each other, and you're okay with me rambling on about myself.
Oh,
absolutely.
In the beginning, when you meet
that
person and you fall asleep on the phone with that person,
absolutely.
And you do this for days in and days out, and then once you're in a relationship, that ends. I miss that kind of stuff.
Because
you know,
what it is now we have more face-to-face contact.
And we're comfortable,
still spending time.
And we're also comfortable with one another.
Right. And then, you know, I like the text message. You know, I have no problem with sending you a text message saying, I was thinking of you.
All
or,
the time I
did. You know that thing you
or
did?
Or sometimes I just send a titty shot. You know, either one.
Yeah, well, see, you know, I'm not in the beginning. 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 I'm not giving you that in the beginning. But
so
I'll send you a letter.
My man.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and even when my man, it's like, you know what, just thinking about you or that thing you did. And then you got to text me back, which thing? You know that thing. You know, and when somebody knows you or they're getting to know you, they know the inflection in your voice. They know where you are by what you write.
Mm-hmm.
So when I write back that thing, you know it's not that thing, it's that thing.
Or when
that
I say,
thing we did last
send
night.
Me a picture. Send me a picture. You know damn well I'm going to picture your damn face.
Sometimes I do want a picture of your face.
No. I have enough pictures of things in my phone of your face.
About.
So when I at 3 o'clock in the morning, send me a picture. Send me a picture of your face or you in your uniform or you walking down the street or in the snow. I don't want that damn shit. So those little things like that.
listen, ladies, we got to wrap it up. It's coming to the end of the show. Closing remarks.
Already?
Yeah, it's been a great show. Real
go.
Quick. Listen, great show. Real quick. Uli, you have less than 10 seconds. What you got?
You know, I just say, you know, use the seduction to lure that person in. Don't make sex a part of it. Don't make getting to know you a part of it.
Absolutely. There you go. Jackie.
Use what you got to get what you want, but that doesn't always mean you got to crack your leg.
Hey, amen. Listen, closing remarks for me. Listen, be who you are. Stay true to who you are, and pay attention to detail. That's the most important thing about seduction. Pay attention to detail on that person, and seduction will always be there. Listen, that's all I can tell you. See you next week. Love is love on the Relationship Slow Jam Show, and Jackie, and of course, Lady Uli in the building. Love y'all.
Yay!
Good night.
Love you. Good night,
always.
You guys.
Good night.
All right, no doubt. Good night, everyone. Great show.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.